Pornographing of Children by Frank Kennedy, the Dutch philosopher, Edison Ricketts. Children are a necessary evil. There are several different kinds of children. For instance, there's the good boy who goes to Sunday school. When he grows up, he becomes cashier in a bank. And he finally skips to Canada with all the money he can get a hold of and some other fellas fight in the bargain. Then there's the bad boy who fights with the other boys. When he grows up, he takes that drink and he goes from worse to worse. Then at last he becomes vice president of the United States and stands a good chance of becoming president. Then there's the inquisitive boy. That's the worstest boy of the whole crowd. I remember one inquisitive boy in particular. One day he says to his mother, "Mother, are all women angels?" His mother was tickled to death, you know, and she said, "Yes, my son, all women are angels." He says, "Mother, do they fly?" His mother says, "Why do you ask that, my son?" And that wretched boy said, "Mama, last night I saw Papa kiss the servant girl and call her an angel. Will she fly?" His mother says, "You can bet your sweet life she will, my son, the first thing in the morning." And she did. Children are divided into two classes, the male and the female. My favorite child is the female between the ages of 18 and 25. My brother hasn't got any children. He lives in a flat and his janitor won't let him bring him up on the elevator. Mothers and fathers always find out what profession your child wishes to adopt. Encourage them in that profession and they'll become successful. Now, my son is naturally a sport. So last Christmas, instead of buying him a sled or a pair of skates, I bought him a full pup. When I brought the dog home, the boy was tickled to death. After supper, we went in the parlor and he says, "Papa, let's play dog." I says, "Henny, how do you done it?" He says, "Kneel down." I knelt down and he got on the other side of the room and he grabbed the dog by the ears. He says, "Papa, growl. Like a fool, I growl." Then he says, "Stick him tight." "Well, shoot, did he stick?" "Yes, and he made me sick. He grabbed me by the nose and dragged me down 5 flights of stairs." As soon as I could catch my breath, I said, "Boy, take that dog off." "What do you suppose the rascal said?" "Well, I don't know, shoot. What did he say?" "He said, stick to him, Pop. You'll be the makings of the pup."